Something for the weekend. It is Trina here, and more than ever, people need to be conscious of their money, what they're doing with it, and a better man to have on than Owen McGee. Good morning, Owen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
God, you're a busy man when it comes to Instagram and doing all social, aren't you? You love the old videos.
Do you know what it is? Any techie out there can actually figure this one out. From memory, I had 400 followers on Instagram last December when I started up, and I've grown it to 400. I was proud of that. I've just broken through, I think, 22,000, 23,000 followers now, 10 months later. And it's probably because of the medium I really like. It's just be able to post videos, simple nuggets of information for people to be able to consume on the go, put it in the back of their head and say, yeah, I can lodge that in the back of my head and make something from it, or be able to use it in my everyday life. I really like the medium of Instagram. It's just nice. I was always a Twitter person, a Twitterati or whatever you call them, a Twitterer. And Twitter is great too, but Instagram is a little bit more friendly, I think. And therefore, it just suits the medium and people, a lot of positive stuff. Like if you look through my Instagram this week, there's a lot of positive stuff going back and being shared. And there is genuinely a sense of community and let's learn from each other. And that kind of suits what it is that I'm trying to do. And I think that just works. So that's where it's come from. And that's why I enjoy it. I still love Twitter. Don't get me wrong, but I like Instagram too.
It's like a mini telly show for you. And of course, we know you from the telly, how to be good with money. Everybody wants to be good with money. But I think because of this blooming COVID, I think we're all that little bit more conscious, aren't we? Because you might have ended up getting the unemployment pandemic payment. Maybe you're still working, but your job has cut back wages. People have found themselves in a trickier position, I would say, now than ever before. Also for shops that have had to close now during the lockdown. So I've been looking at some of your videos that you've been doing, and you've set a lockdown challenge, basically, for everyone to follow. Yep. Tell me about this.
So I don't want to disturb the people who want to go off and make banana bread or lose 6 kilos over 6 weeks or do any of those things. I want them to do this as well. And I'm calling this the lockdown plan. And the reason why I did it is because during the last lockdown back in kind of March, April, May, I was watching what was going on Instagram and things. And I kind of felt I'd missed an opportunity to really give people good, solid information, make a significant difference over a short period of time. So when this level 5 was announced last week, I said, you know what, I'm going to jump on this and I'm going to really every day or as best I can every day, definitely a couple of times a week, I'm just going to post a little either nugget of information, a little thought for people to think about their money, or a task. And they've been quite task orientated for the first few, but sometimes it'll just be a little nugget of information. And I call it the lockdown plan. And it's a step-by-step, less than 2 minute videos each day or every couple of times a week. And you'll just get something from it from your finances. Every single one is not going to be relevant to you, right? So, but the thing about it is that doesn't mean it's never going to be relevant to you. It may be relevant to you in the future and it'll lodge in the back of your head. And there's also an element of some of the stuff is really, really basic. And then some of the stuff can get very advanced as we go along through this. And it's really important to recognize both, because you could think, oh, this stuff is beneath me and I'm well on top of this stuff. But the reality is, if you haven't got the foundations of your finances right, I'm talking about the day-to-day stuff, you are absolutely setting yourself up for disaster for the longer-term stuff. Because if the foundations aren't right, it'll all crack and fall apart at some stage. So what I would say to people is go into this with an open mind, look at what's going on, look at each thing. It's 2 minutes of your day. That's all it is. And you'll get something from it today or you won't. But I promise you, if you're not getting something from it from today, you will use it at some stage in your financial life in the future. Mm. But there is, there's been great engagement with it so far. It's only running a week now at this stage. There's been huge engagement and a lot of back and forth from people, which is really nice to see. Yeah. But really what I'm trying to do is over a 6 week period, Trina, I just want people to be in a better place financially than where they were. And this applies to people who have just lost their job, who are on wage subsidy, who really don't know what to do next. It applies to everybody because everybody can take what they need from it. And what I will say is in the last lockdown, there are people who lost their job and that's a really difficult place to be. But there are also people there who did really well in the last lockdown. We saved 3 billion euro in April. 3 billion euro in April. Typically, in an ordinary month, when things are going okay, on average, we save 443 million. Oh. So this lockdown might be slightly different, but last April, we saved more than we had. We have 120 billion sitting in bank accounts now, just from people, not from companies, This is Irish people's money sitting in bank accounts, counts to 120 billion. That's 10% more than we had this time last year when the economy was considered to be going really, really well. And what I would say is that don't miss out on this opportunity to get on top of your finances again this time round, because if nothing else, you'll have the best financial Christmas you've ever had if you just take some of the steps from what we're trying to do here.
We're chatting to financial planner Owen McGee. He'll know from the telly show How to Be Good with Money, and of course he has his book out, How to Be Good with Money, which is a bestseller at the moment. And we're talking to Owen about some social media posts he's been putting up on his Instagram, all about the lockdown plan. Now, Owen, I want you to talk me through something that you mentioned, the conscious and unconscious spending. So what exactly are you talking about there?
Yeah, so anyone who has read the book, How to Be Good with Money, they'll know that this is one of the things that I always talk about at the very, very outset. People will say, what's the one thing I could do with my finances that would dramatically change my financial future? And that's being conscious about how you spend money. You are, whether you realize it or not, in a battle against, not just COVID, we're all in a battle against COVID, but you're in a battle against marketing departments worldwide. Marketing departments pump lots of money, lots of education, time and resources into creating circumstances and environments where they get your money out of your pocket and into their bank account. And that's by selling you stuff. And what we often do is we subconsciously spend on things. Do you ever go into the shop and buy milk and just walk out with milk? No, because what happens is you consciously go in to get the milk, but you subconsciously pick up the bar of chocolate or the pastry or the bread or the things that you genuinely felt, oh yeah, no, I definitely needed them.
Or as I did the other day, Owen, I went in for bread and I bought a fog machine because I need that, you know?
Yeah. And this is subconscious spending. This is, now you might say, oh no, I intentionally, consciously picked it up and put it in my trolley. The point is there's stuff we plan to spend on and there's stuff we don't plan to spend on. Conscious and subconscious spending. And what I'm saying is some people think a financial planner is all about being like, oh, being tight and frugal. And it's not. It's about you taking control of your money and spending on the things that improve your life, but to do it really consciously. Like, there was a guy on a TV show, the first TV show I was involved in was a show called This Crowded House, and Brendan Courtney, people will know him from his Dunstore's fashion label, and he's a broadcaster as well, but Brendan was the presenter of that show, and I jumped in and we were helping people with their finances. And there was a guy on that who was a smoker. I sat and I looked and I did an analysis on his figures, and we found that over the last 5 years, he had spent €26,000 on cigarettes. And he was absolutely blown away. In fact, his words, from memory, his words were, I've never seen €26,000. How did I spend it on cigarettes? He did it because he spent it subconsciously. He was in a habit. He bought it. It was regular, not tiny amounts anymore. It's €14 now for a packet of cigarettes, but tiny amounts of money in relative terms over a long period of time made a massive impact on his long-term financial future. And what he did there was, is he had got into the habit of subconsciously buying these, and it was something that he allowed for. Now, think about flipping that and saying, no, I can't talk about the health side of things. I'm not a doctor, right?
Yeah.
But from a financial perspective, think about it if he was on the flip side of that. And he was consciously putting that money into long-term savings, into something else, the €14 a week. There's a lot of money going out. Cigarettes is one of the ones, juicy coffee financial planners go after. But just given the budget recently, what happened was the average cigarette price went from €13.50 a packet to €14. If you smoke 20 a day, that's €98 a week. That's €5,200 a year, roughly.
How do people do it? I don't know how they can afford it.
If you pay tax at 40%, you need to earn €10,000 a year just to pay for your cigarettes. Now, think about that. If you're on a very good salary of €50,000 a year, you work all day Monday, every week, just to pay for your cigarettes. Now, are you doing that consciously or are you doing that subconsciously? These are the things. We work hard for our money, and therefore, I want people to spend it on things that add to their lives, not spend it on things that add to the marketing department's lives because you spent it on something that they, and they won that little battle.
Yeah, so just
be aware. There was some lovely comments actually, and this is one of the things I love about this Instagram lockdown plan, is that there was a lovely comment that someone says, when they get to the till in the supermarket, they do the big putback. And the big putback is they look through the trolley and they throw the things out that they think, oh, I'm going to end up throwing that out after 5 days, it's going to be gone off. Mm. And they do the big putback and they usually save about €20. Now, to give balance here, and Trina, I want to be really, really careful. I want people to spend money on the things that they want to spend on and it's important to them. But I'm also incredibly conscious that the economy really needs the people who are still earning to spend money, okay? It's never been more important. So if you notice, on the first, I think it was step one was be conscious. Step two was, if you saved money yesterday and you did the big putback, or you didn't buy something that you actually didn't want, I want you to take that 20 euro or 30 euro and go and spend it in a local shop now. And it was about having a little reward very early on to get people realizing that actually this whole kind of financial planning, spending rules, being unconscious about my money is good for me because I get to do nice things and I get to support my local economy. Yeah. And I kind of think about it this way, Trina, there is nobody else other than your community. There's nobody else that's going to spend in your local shops. It's not that there's some international people going to swoop in here and go down to your local newsagent that's been run by the Walsh family for the last 30 years. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's up to you and your community to keep these businesses afloat. And what I'm saying is I want to absolutely support these businesses by getting people to spend money on the things they want to spend. Like, when you save money, then you have it. It's like free money. You didn't have it. It would have went somewhere else. Yes, you need to look at some long-term stuff, but you also need to reward yourself too and keep the local economy going.
Great to chat. We're going to follow your lockdown plan on Instagram and all your social media. I suppose this week is thinking about your conscious and your subconscious spending.
There's lots of different content to come if you want to follow it on Instagram. There's loads of content. It's not very invasive. It'll take 2 minutes of your time or your headspace, and then you can decide whether you want to implement it or not. Brilliant. But remember, there were 2 million people in Ireland were better off financially coming out of the lockdown than they were after COVID than they were before it. Try and be one of those 2 million people next time round. Even if you are one of the people who has lost their job right now, there is still lots you can do and lots you'll learn from this lockdown plan.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll catch up again down the road a little bit on, maybe towards the end of the lockdown. We'll see how everyone's been getting on with the challenge. There is Eoin McGee, and this is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.